BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Friday Extra Podcast.
Am I doing this again?
Well, yeah, you're on, yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd sneak you on.
Is there payment for this?
Don't know. Actually, I do think that's been debated, actually, because we don't deserve money for this, someone said.
Oh.
Which is an outrageous thing, I think.
I mean, it's definitely looser than in the week.
But it's looser, but the whole point of it is we just wanted to give everyone listening who enjoys the Scott Mills Daily just a little bit extra. The extra inch, if you will.
Yeah, I also feel like obviously the main show is my primary concern and love.
Yeah.
But I feel here you can just, undo your belt a bit. Just open your trousers
and
relax.
Yeah, well, don't undo your belt for this.
Have a little bit.
No need for that. However,
I just loosened it.
However, there was good feedback from last week's Friday. You are actually loosening your belt there.
Just relax it.
Yeah, don't relax too much. No smashing eggs or anything like that. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
So, listen, last Friday we visited April 2013, I think it was.
Yeah.
It might have been.
I mean, we're just rehashing old content, but it's fine.
We are, but it's a good excuse for people to hear stuff from the past that they've either missed or forgotten. And actually, I listened to a bit of last week's Friday Extra podcast, and I really enjoyed some of the moments from it. So we thought we'd do the same again this week. So this Friday, the one you're listening to right now, we're going to visit April 2014.
Oh, actually, that was some of my best work around then. Yeah, so maybe you've not heard this before. Maybe you weren't a Radio 1 listener. Maybe you just didn't listen at this time of day. Maybe you weren't alive. This is for you. What have you got?
All right, first up, this is good. This was a game we used to play called Real or No Real. We used to do this every day. And I do think sometimes maybe we should bring this back, but then maybe not. I don't know. Let us know if you'd like us to.
Never look back, Chris.
Yeah, I agree. April 2014, Alice Levine joined us to play Real or No Real. And I end up calling Alice a pig. It goes horribly wrong. Enjoy.
Alice Levine has turned up for the second week in a row to play Real or No Real.
And you've let me in.
I know, love it. Thank you for being so reliable. Some people aren't. No names.
No names.
And what about this lot for Real or No Real?
As a child, Ryan Gosling spent 6 months living with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, ooh. They must have cleaned up.
That's a hot household.
It sounds ridiculous, but I think that there's precedence for this because weren't they all in the Mickey Mouse club thing together?
That's a very good point.
Britney was born into it. They were born into it. It's like the equivalent of, you know how like Fern was on kids' TV? That's like their version of like starting out into
American version.
Yeah.
It's weird as well because for ages on everything about Britney Spears or Justin, it was all like, and they all grow up together in Mickey Mouse. But then Ryan Gosling wasn't famous then, so he must always have been in those pictures, but now he was in it as well. I think that is real, yeah.
Mm. Well, it sounds like it's going to be real then, doesn't it?
Well, we don't know. We're just saying. I'm sure I've heard it somewhere.
I've just realised what you meant by clean up. Oh, come on.
No, I just mean those two together would be a force, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but however, that was when they were really little. We're talking about them living together, sharing a house when they were older, so did that happen?
Oh. You'd think you would, wouldn't you? I mean, do you know what? For all I say about Ryan Gosling, I think I'm sure that would be a cool place to be living.
Do you say a lot about Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he hates him.
No, why do you hate Ryan Gosling?
I don't hate him. I just think
he's the man that he wants to be.
No, sure. I just think sometimes, you know, he knows the position he's in. He should sort of play it down a little bit.
What do you mean? He can't play down his face.
What do you mean by that?
He should. I don't know. I think
just rein it in a bit, Ryan. You're a bit too good looking.
Ryan, wear a bit of the gross top, yeah, and just, you know, just comb your hair over.
Put it away, Ryan.
Put it away.
I just think people like Ryan Gosling, if he was in your group
Ryan
of mates.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, if he was in your group of mates and you went on a night out, you would hope that he'd be the kind of bloke that would help the rest of the group out. I don't get the impression he's a team player. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Do you mean like now he's got Eva Mendes? Like he should like, if anybody comes to him, he should sort of palm him off on a friend or something?
I just think he knows, you know, I just don't think he's a team player. And I think he needs to just rein it in a little bit.
You think on a night out in Watford, he wouldn't help out the uglier members of the team, of the group?
The less attractive ones.
Yeah, okay. Real or no real, Ryan Gosling used to live with Justin Timberlake.
So real.
I'm gonna say real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Oh, actually, news just in. They were both kids starting on the Mickey Mouse Club, but Ryan stayed with Justin and his mum for 6 months, so they were little.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't like a grown-up house share.
Rein it in.
Was he an ugly child, do we know?
Probably not. And next.
Humans share 50% of their DNA with mosquitoes.
I never understand these kind of facts. It's like saying you're 99% pig, which I'm sure I've heard before.
If I had a pound for every time I'd said that.
No, I'm not saying you... No, it's not an insult.
I think I actually am 99% pig.
He looked at me when he said it.
I didn't mean to. I was discussing. It was a debate.
It's quite aggressive, that 99% pig. Look straight in your eyes.
No, but you've heard this before, haven't you? I'm sure a human is 99% pig.
Is that why you call me Porky Levine?
I never called you Porky Levine.
You obviously heard that podcast. No, we didn't. Don't get para.
So para.
Humans share 50% of DNA with mosquitoes. That's unpleasant, if true.
Is this off of the School of Jurassic Park? Oh.
Ah, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, because that would make sense then, wouldn't it? I think, because there's some kind of link between dinosaurs and people, but then that film's not real. So
this is science,
doesn't...
which bores me rigid. So real or no real, let's move it along.
It's really hard to tell the difference between science and Jurassic Park. I'm saying no real.
It's really not, and I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
And I'm pleased because they're annoying, aren't they? And next.
Scientists have discovered that the human nose can distinguish between a trillion different smells.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I don't think I know a trillion smells. Do you?
You might do, though.
Well, I don't, because when you think about it throughout the day, you only smell a certain amount of things.
No,
don't
I think that I think they were wrong.
Generally,
why have we all put our noses in the air? Why are we all smelling?
I'm just trying to sniff the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Scott. I see you every day, so I think I've got used to your smell.
What is my smell?
Is it that magic perfume that you wear?
It's certainly money.
You know when
famous people just smell a bit rich?
No.
Do you mean like smell like when you've, you know, when you've handled loads of coins and your hands smell horrible because they're like so dirty?
Maybe
do you mean
that's
like
what
that?
It is. But
metallic.
but celebrities like yourself, Nate, you can sort of smell the fame.
No,
and
I
it's
don't
weird
agree.
Because it's not the aftershave. There's something else.
What is it?
It's pheromones or something that you're giving off.
What? So my glands are giving out fame and rich?
You're oozing celebrity. And I think that's what I can smell.
I don't think so, because I'm not much of a celebrity, but thanks anyway. I think it's probably just the magic perfume. Anyway,
would you not agree he smells a bit
rich? He does
rich?
Smell, yeah, just a bit like pricier than other people.
If we were to blindfold someone and got them to sniff all three of us, they'd be able to identify the richest.
I'd be bargain basement, obviously.
Is it just a heady mix of wine and tobacco?
Could be, yeah. Okay. Could be like, you know, like gout's a sort of sign of good living. Maybe yeah. the smell you're oozing is sort of wine and fine wines. And sort of...
Like, I bet you only eat duck.
What are you on about? Right, be off with both of you. Human nose can distinguish between a trillion smells, real or no real?
No real.
No real, please.
That one's real.
Real, please. Scientists previously believed that humans could only distinguish 10,000 smells, but they were wrong. It's a trillion. God, how wrong can you be?
You hate science today.
I hate it. Next.
When he was 10, Example starred as Charlie in a West End production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I can so imagine that.
I really can't.
I can.
But Charlie was like quite a gangly little... He's quite tall as Example, isn't he?
Yeah, but if you were casting for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what other role would he play?
True. He wouldn't be the granddad, would he?
He's not Augustus Gloop.
He's not. That's Charlie Stoff.
He's not Veruca Salt. That's me.
You are Veruca Salt.
Yes, Veruca Salt.
You are Veruca Salt.
That is true. Spot Did you ever play on. Her, Alice? Maybe in Nottingham in a local repertoire?
I wish. Auditioned enough. Jeez.
What have you been in previous... Have you done Amdram?
Yeah, well, quite famously, you probably heard about it, I was in a primary school production of Oliver, but I was quite portly at the time, so they wrote...
Portly?
So they wrote a role just for me, which was the butcher, because...
Oh, no, we're back to 99% pig. Porky Levine.
So Porky Levine.
It was basically so I could wear an apron, because none of the costumes would fit me.
Oh, Alice.
Do you want to hear the line?
Go on, then.
I've seen more meat on a lamb chop, Mr. Bumble.
I love it when schools have to write you in an extra line to make another character.
It was really
always in school nativities, that's the thing.
I was
it?
Like a tree because they couldn't cast me properly. It's like, wanna be a wise man, actually. No, no, sorry, you're a tree again.
My cousin was a lobster.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, when has that ever been ridiculous. In the nativity?
That's quite bad if you can't be a shepherd or a wise man, because there's about 50 of those. All you need is a tea towel.
I know. Don't want to be like a tree, thanks. You sound like the one off of Mr. Selfridge, then.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Selfridge.
Oh, Mr. Selfridge, and we'll never get it done in time.
So, example, who, can I just say, was amazing on Sunday brunch a couple of weeks ago. While they were making the tacos, he was eating them as fast.
Three,
Boshed three tacos. I mean, incredible work. Because I fear eating on TV and people that do it, but he was getting right involved. Was he in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, though?
I've changed my mind. I think real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Alice Levine...
I got 30, Porky got 20.
Thanks, Alice.
I'm never coming back.
She's kind of hated you ever since, I think.
Oh, hate's a strong word, but yeah, I do get those vibes sometimes. But I love her, so all good.
Okay, so also in April 2014... Well, we do a lot, don't we? We get through stuff. We photobombed the One Show. We did a bit of work after the show, and then we were a little bit bored. And then we realised it was 7:10, and the One Show was on, which is in this building where Radio 1 is, but downstairs on the ground floor. Now, I'm honest when I say this. We hadn't even had a drink.
No. Which has been the plan before. You know, the idea was maybe we'll have a couple of drinks one time, pluck up the courage, go along to the One Show and try and get on. So kind of weird that we've done this without any... you know, completely sober.
So Chris decided that, well, I'm going to blame you, that we should go and just stare in the window at the One Show. Now, Alan Carr was on at the time. I was like, yeah, all right then. And now what happens with cameras is they've got a red light on. Generally, that's the one that they're showing on TV at the moment. So I searched for the red light. I was like, right, that one. So we got in front, we're just by the barriers, and we were on. And we look... absolutely gormless.
We've managed to photobomb it. Well, the thing is, I think I show great restraint because I was willing to drop trout.
Yes, I know.
Something that you said would put my job in jeopardy.
Well, yes, it would. And also, there's two security guards who are a lot bigger than you and me, ready to pounce if anyone had even slightly started to take their trousers off. You can't moon the One Show.
I don't know. You can try. Well, no, you can't try, actually.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
And don't say that because they'll keep a watch on you.
Yeah.
It's only downstairs.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, sometimes you forget that this is like, we work here as
I know,
well.
I know.
You can't just go dropping trout in front of Alex Jones and Matt Baker.
But there's this great photo that's up on the Ready One Twitter now where they've managed to sort of take a screen grab and it looks, you can see us in the background.
We look like absolute idiots. we were staring there for a good 15 minutes.
It was well fun. I don't know why.
And that's what we do when we're bored. yeah, so the picture is on the Radio 1 Twitter right now and Radio 1 Facebook, and they've put a handy hoop of horror, like a little red hoop around us so you can see us. It's good, though.
Weirdly, it's getting so many likes.
But why?
I'm not sure.
Just us doing a one-show photobomb. Thing is, they'll be looking out for us now because obviously we've included One Show in the Twitter. So it's probably, we're going to have to leave it for a while before we do it again.
No, it's fine. We'll just mask up.
We can't wear masks outside the One Show.
Why not?
It just looks... No.
It'll be the same as the picture that's on the Ready One Facebook, except we'll be wearing like Wolverine masks.
No, absolutely not. No? Actually, I've still got that wolf mask.
Yes, that's what I mean, like a good wolf mask.
From my fancy dress party.
Yeah. Do you remember that? That was, and then you enjoyed that because what you would do is then lean out your bedroom window just wearing the wolf mask, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. So the full outfit, obviously, was the wolf, and then I had a nightie to go with it.
Wasn't off there of some the big story bad wolf. That after that party... you got a bit carried away and lost the nightie and you were walking around Snarkers, but in a wolf set.
No, that's made up.
Was that made up?
Absolutely. Right. See, that's a typical thing that just gets out of hand. Where have you heard that I was wearing just a wolf mask and nothing else?
Right, I heard you were walking around wearing just socks and a wolf's...
Who told you that?
Wolf's mask.
No, that's not true. That's
was
not
it,
true.
Though?
No, not true. But okay. I did, you're right, I did sometimes lean out my bedroom window, which is like two floors up, just with the wolf mask on for a while.
But naked as well.
No, I wasn't naked. Stop saying naked because it wasn't naked.
Yeah, the One Show has been a tough nut to crack since then, hasn't it? In that we've tried to do a couple of things involving the One Show through official routes and we get shut down.
Yeah, they hate us as well.
But Matt Baker, I know we've spread this rumour about him before that he's actually a very angry man.
He's not.
He is the nicest guy ever. So I don't think it's his fault.
Also, Alex Jones is a dream.
Yeah.
But remember when we did the Lollathon and we wanted to go and do something outside the show then?
I'm going to be honest about what we wanted to do with the one show.
Right, I've got a theory as well. Since we photobombed in 2014, which you've just heard, there's extra barriers up now and they're further away from the window, you know, where you can see out into the crowds. The barriers, that's because of us.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
For the Lollathon, I pitched an idea to everyone involved in the show, which was inspired by one of my favourite YouTube videos. And it's from some sort of like political meeting or conference that's happening. And what they've done to disturb this politician who's talking is they've... I'm just being told it wasn't a politician. It was a chess player called Gary Kasparov.
Yeah, you'll be able to find this video. It's
okay.
Great.
Anyway, look, it doesn't matter who's involved. What they've done is they've attached what we're going to have to describe as a toy of the night.
A massive flying one.
Yeah, to a helicopter. And all these security guys are trying to sort of slap it away. But all they end up doing is slapping the toy and making that noise. So imagine you've got a helicopter and it's just like that occasionally. Anyway, favourite video inspired me to pitch an idea where we flew one of these helicopters into the windows of the One Show. Anyway, we didn't end up doing that. And maybe it's something we should revisit another time. I think it's the kind of thing that when we know we've only got, say, another month left on Radio 1...
That's when we do it.
We go for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up on the podcast, we had this sleep app that I used a lot. You made me use it quite a lot. And it would record my sleep. And then I'd wake up the next day and there'd be loads of recordings of stuff that I've said in my sleep.
Oh, this was so good. Yeah, the stuff that people say in their sleep is kind of insane sometimes. This is where the classic clip, gonna open the window, Gary, came from.
Yeah, with the fart reply as well. Actually, yeah. Replies with a fart. But we encouraged everyone listening to download the app and record themselves in their sleep.
Right, so in a minute I'm going to talk about, the recordings you've been sending in have just been incredible for the sleep talking. You can get these apps on your phone where you just put it next to your bed at night and then go to sleep and it records whatever you say. Mostly it's just rustling noises of you rustling the bed covers. But sometimes there's genius there.
I've done this the last two nights, you know. Have you been getting involved? Have you been recording? Do you keep forgetting?
I forgot to do it.
Right, you got to do it tonight.
So Chris had a go last night.
Yes, there were some results from this one.
Well, there's one result. I mean, mostly it's just rustling. But if you listen carefully, there's a little treat of a fart just at the end. But only a little tiny... Listen, this is Chris from last night. There we are.
That's all I've yielded so far in my sleep.
That's all we've got from, what was it, 5 hours sleep last night.
Two nights worth.
Is that two nights?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I hope for more.
I hope for more.
But look, it's progress.
Not as good as this one, though, is it?
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
She sounds so fed up. It's like it's happened a lot.
It's
happened before. It's the same old routine. Go and open the window,
Gary.
I'm sick of this. And my favourite is he answers with a fart.
That's exactly it. It is that voice of, oh, God, not again. Gary.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
He does answer with it. What's this man saying, please, about a wibbly-wobbly house?
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. So Jodie's been on, and she talks every night, and she records it. Feels a bit sorry for her boyfriend Carl, who's put up with it now for 3 years. No idea what she's on about here, but everyone's looking at her snuff puff, I think.
He's looking at my toes. Like he was looking at my snuff puff. My snuff puff. And puff. And then poof.
3 years,
oh
that.
God.
3 years of that.
I'm not going to lie. If I was lying now, I'd be like,
I'm not looking at your snuff puff.
Like I was looking at my snuff puff. My
snuff puff. Okay. If you really feel sorry for Carl at that point, after 3 years, what about Amy's poor boyfriend? Listen to Amy here.
I'll tell you, the monkey is in the bed. The monkey's in the bed.
No, he's not.
The monkey's in the bed.
There's a monkey in the bed.
The monkey's in the bed.
He's
in the monkey. Oh, he's in the
monkey. Okay.
He's on your legs. He's on your legs. He's on your legs.
Yes,
Mum.
Monkey in the bed. Monkey in the bed.
Amy's poor boyfriend. No, there isn't.
Yeah. The monkey
okay.
is in the bed. The monkey's in the bed.
No, it's not.
The monkey's in the bed.
No, it's not. Charlie in Brighton, what are you doing with an onion?
Who's having sex with an onion?
It's a little stretch there afterwards, obviously.
Right, that happened.
I'm sorry?
Who's having sex with an onion?
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, it and, picks up everything, this.
And this is my fave at the moment. Drew in Warrington. He's sleeping and talking a lot. Sent in these two. First of all, I want a waistcoat like this.
One missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that, then that could go.
What? Play that again. Why is she so formal? Do it again.
What is that?
That's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that.
It sounds like he's auctioning it.
Missing Tarangalila.
Incredible.
And who's Wally Bob, please?
Oh, Wally's having a Wally Bob. Polly Wob, now he's having a Polly Wob. Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob.
I can listen to these.
One missing Tangalina.
I can listen to these all day.
That's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top.
Oh, Polly's having a Wally Bob. Polly Wob, now he's having a Polly Wob. Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob, Polly Wob.
Go and open the window, Gary.
Go and open the window, Gary.
Classic. Next up on this Friday Extra podcast was one of your most awkward moments that I can remember. I had this idea about putting a Bluetooth speaker in a backpack and then making you wear it.
Oh, sack of shame.
The sack of shame.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
So the sack of shame is next. I, on Friday, spent a lot of time riding up and down in the big glass lifts here at the BBC, which everyone can see going up and going down, up and down, right to the top where Radio 1 is, right down to the bottom where BBC News is. Now, anyone at any point can get in these lifts. So I'm talking about really important people at the BBC and people that don't really get the joke, probably from Radio 4. Some news readers, celebrities. Have you noticed sometimes when you're in the lift here at the BBC, because it's a lot of radio and a lot of TV, when people get in the Radio 1 lift, we've talked about this before, they kind of turn their nose up.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Oh, I'm in Radio 1 lift. Oh, sorry about this. Ugh.
But they have to pretend not to laugh as well. Like, yeah. If there is something funny going on, they will do everything they can not to laugh.
I wish that I could be in the lift during, but I can't because I present it, during an innuendo bingo. Because it would be really awkward.
Mm.
With some real kind of stuffy types. Anyway, so everyone uses these lifts. It's your way of getting to your floor where you work. Imagine if you were wearing a rucksack on your back, which had a speaker in it, which was worked by Bluetooth.
So this is my favourite thing. I had this idea because basically I got it as a present. I got this speaker as a present. But I worked out a way on my phone to make it talk. So what's great is I can make my phone speak using the voice of Siri.
Siri.
And it goes through to this speaker. But the great thing is I can be quite far away from the speaker to make it work.
Yeah.
Do you want a little demo?
Okay, so you've got a speaker in here now.
But what's great is you can have this speaker on your back. I can be quite far away and I can make it say anything. So you get all the embarrassment.
Okay, give us a demo.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Again?
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah.
It's great. It's my new favourite toy and I couldn't wait to try it out on you.
When that last song was on, I went for a poo.
Yeah. How often are we going to do this? Because I'm not sure I could be put through it again anytime soon.
Oh, it's my new favourite toy.
Can I have a go at one point? I think I should. Yeah, no. I think I can. It's my name above them doors. So if we can make that happen, maybe next week. Yeah. Maybe in car, yeah.
But the thing is, we can use this thing anywhere. It's there now. It's a speaker in a bag.
It's just a speaker in a bag. So what happens is I was riding up and down in the big lifts at the BBC. You're kind of on show. Anyone can get in the lifts. I've got a bag on my back. It's being worked by Chris. He's got a speaker in there. It's a Bluetooth speaker. He can make it say whatever he wants just by typing it into his phone. And then he presses play and his phone can work it. Mm. And then it's kind of like you never know what is it's going to say, and you don't know when it's going to go off.
I guess the beauty of this building, though, is that because they're glass lifts, I can see who's coming into the lift with you from quite far away.
Yeah.
You know, I can see who's looking like they're about to go in the lift as well. So I could personalise the messages.
So Chris is nowhere near the lift. He's kind of like quite far away, but he can see because it's all glass here in the building. There's like an atrium. He can see exactly who's getting into the lift and he can see my reaction when I'm in the lift. But he's handily very far away, just pressing play on his phone, and then it comes out of the speaker. So there I am, getting in the lift, and I'm being told that I need to keep riding up and down from 0 to the 8th floor where Radio 1 is. And this happens.
Anyone else having naughty thoughts?
Second floor. Doors opening.
I am thinking very naughty thoughts about you right now.
Lift going down.
This is awful.
Did he say thank you on the end?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think so.
I am thinking very naughty thoughts about you right now.
Lift. Going
thank you.
Down.
Thank you.
Oh, God. And do you know what the best thing about this was? I could see your face.
Right. So I don't like situations of confrontation or where I'm going to cringe. I actively run away from them. So for me, this is the worst thing. And I think this is definitely one of the worst ones you did.
Anyone else notice that Scott Mills is in the lift? Aren't you lucky to ride with a celebrity?
Lift going up.
You all know you want a photo.
Literally, my head is in my hands at this point. Everyone's there's some really annoyed-looking people as well. Mm. So here's one of the annoyed people. Probably not best to say it to her.
Door closed. Well, hello, pretty lady.
Yeah, can I ring you in 2 minutes? I'm in a lift and someone's making a recording.
Yes, can you?
So I'm stuck in a lift with this rucksack on and there's a speaker in the rucksack and it's saying whatever and I have no control over it. He's in control of it. Here's another one for you.
The man at the back of the lift has massive feet. Oh. You know what they say about men with big feet.
Sixth floor.
Awkward silence.
Doors
big socks.
I so want to do this on you at some point.
This is the best.
Here's a really awkward one too.
Doors closing.
Really does make me laugh how some people have jobs in this place.
I just read it.
And Church blatantly fancies the other girl in the lift.
Shut up! Doors opening.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Right, someone's texting. I can't listen to this anymore. It's too cringe. That's from Amy. My cringe glands are up. That's from Lauren. And what about the lady in the black jacket? She wasn't keen.
Lady in the black jacket, have you just farted? Oh.
Sixth floor. Doors opening.
I'm sure someone has farted. It was a bad one as well.
Doors opening.
So awkward.
Smelt like onions.
Ground floor.
Please get me out.
Doors opening.
She was not laughing. If you want to see this, we filmed it, obviously.
Oh, it's great.
We filmed it from afar. But also, there was like a little tiny camera in the corner, top corner of the lift, so you can see me in there as well. Dying of embarrassment. Ah, it's so cringe. But then I got my own back and made Chris do the same in the return of the Sack of Shame. It's the Sack of Shame. Picture the scene. Chris is in the BBC building. The lifts get busy. These are glass lifts, so I can see exactly what he's doing and who's getting in the lift.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible. So Chris has got the rucksack on his back. The speaker is in it. I'm controlling what the speaker says and typing out the message on my phone.
I can't do anything about it. Right. And the speaker's so loud.
It's really loud. But I do like the way that you do try and apologise for what's happening. Or you go, it's not me.
What?
Of course it's you. It's coming from your bag. The video is awful, but brilliant, and it's on the Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter right now. So there I am, typing away, and decide to put this message in the bag.
I am much more famous than you all appreciate. I have a big following on the internet. If you knew who I was, you'd be paying me more respect.
Busy day.
Oh.
Ground floor.
Have a better.
Doors open.
Oh, small talk.
Just the start of it as well.
How are you?
That's the horrible thing. You did these messages as soon as they got in the lift, generally.
Yeah, because I can see what's happening in the lift because they're glass.
And then we'd have to do the journey.
Oh.
So a girl gets in and I think, well, why not make her really paranoid by saying that maybe she's got a bit of VPL?
VPL alert, everyone. Serious case of VPL at the back here.
Ground floor. Door opening.
That's not me, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, you can tell by the silence that she was not happy.
Silence is horrible. They all go silent, they just sort of stare and look at you and you don't know what to say.
You need to watch the video because you can see her face, like, not impressed. And I thought, well, maybe, you know, like, the lift gets used a lot. It can be quite whiffy at times, so...
Lift going down.
Some people round here need to start using deodorant.
So sorry, that's not me.
Mm. So just tell them they need to wear a bit of deodorant there.
Also, I never know what's going to come out of the bag. I never know what you're going to say.
No.
That's part of the horrible thing is, especially when you see the video, is how I react to that moment. It's horrible.
And then what we did last time, which worked quite well, was just tell someone else in the lift that you really fancy them. Because you did that to me before. So here we go then.
The man wearing this rucksack is trying not to look you in the eye, but he really fancies you.
Really,
would
sorry.
You like to go for a drink sometime?
Honestly, not me. It's not me.
Seriously, he thinks you're in the heart. He's been on your Facebook profile all day.
Lift going down. Doors closed.
I haven't been on Facebook all day.
It's always as they're walking out as well. They don't really want to look at you. They want to get out the lift as quickly as they can. Mm. It's.
I think my favourite from that bit.
VPL alert, everyone. Serious case of VPL at the back here.
And you've got to sit there and take it like a man.
That's the thing. Mine were quite rude to you, but they weren't. They weren't as bad as that.
Yeah, it's so cringe. Here's me telling the speaker to say that Chris is a lot more famous than everyone else in the lift. This is good.
I am much more famous than you all appreciate.
I'm so sorry. It's not right.
If you knew who I was, you'd be paying me more respect.
It's really busy at that point. This is all on the video, on the radio on Twitter, at BBCR1, or radio on Facebook. Go and have a look. And this is my favourite one because it's really childish.
I've just done a massive fart. It's rotten.
You didn't know what to do with yourself, did you?
No, I didn't.
That was good, though. I feel like I've got my revenge now. Really enjoyed it.
Well, that's it, then. I hope you enjoyed the Friday Extra podcast. We'll be back on Monday with the normal Scott Mills Daily and the normal Scott Mills Show. 1-4 on Radio 1, of course. Tell your friends.
Quite easy, this.
It is easy. It's easy going. That's what I like to think.
When are we back on Monday? Oh, yeah, Monday, 1 o'clock. And don't forget the Friday Extra podcast, probably with me on it again, unless I can get out of it, this time next week.
You don't want to get out of it.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you.
Ciao.
BBC Sounds.
Hey, listen to this. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Because in the 24th century, we don't have animals, birds, insects, or trees. So if all of this stuff has gone, tell me, what on earth did you do?
Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackie. Listen to Forest 404 first on the BBC Sounds app.